Good morning. Oh my gosh. We are just hamsters on a wheel. Luckily, I haven't fallen off yet. I made a huge to-do list today. I just can't figure out who's going to do it. Yeah, right? Okay, Thursday, swimming, back in action down at Lincoln Southeast, and a big senior night last night. Oh my gosh. Heart out to those kids and families. Just great. Great, great kid. Every year, they're so good. We get them exactly where they want, and then they leave us. Ugh. Shoot. Okay. All right. So we're going to be wrapping wrestling action tomorrow night, home duel against Waverly. And so JV boys will start at 5:30, then the varsity boys at 6, and the girls varsity gym and the middle gym at 6:30. So lots of wrestling tomorrow night. And then Friday we're going to head up with the basketball teams to beat the Norfolk Panthers. 5:30 and 7:15, two slots. So we flip those games. Girls varsity be first, then the boys like we usually do. I did hear from their AD, no restrictions, no mask mandates. Hallelujah. Enter doors 1:13 or 16 when you're coming in through the parking lots. They actually have soft serve ice cream or Dippin' Dots or something up there. It's always really good. So there goes the diet. So, and then Saturday, wrestling's back in action. Our boys JV and varsity and girls varsity will all head up to Norfolk. And then we'll have lots and lots of basketball here against Bellevue East, starting at 3:30 with the JV boys and girls. 5 o'clock for the girls varsity, and then 6:45. And then halftime performances will be the little girls dance clinic. Their theme is Moana, so it's Hawaii beach night. Why don't you dig out those Hawaiian shirts, people? Yes, it'll be awesome. And then also that night of champions that kind of got colded, snowded out on the 14th, we've changed that to Saturday night. So in between the varsity games, we'll recognize our girls and boys champion track teams, girls and boys cross country, Abby Bigsby, who is also a state medalist at tennis last spring, and then our unified bowling championship team. And then a special shout out to Ellie Dahl, which we just found out that she was selected the Nebraska Gatorade Cross Country Athlete of the Year and is up for the national award. So, wow. And Taylor McCabe last night hit 2,000 points. Is that amazing? I'm still trying to make 2 points. So then on Monday, bowling is going to head down to Sun Valley Lanes in Lincoln starting at 12 o'clock for the varsity districts. And then we'll have a little bit of basketball action here at home. The boys, freshmen and reserve, will take on the Discoverers at 5:45 and 7:15. And our girls reserve will travel to Columbus for a 5:45 game on Monday. And then we jump into February, which is amazing. I'm glad that January will be gone. And then basketball, JV, and we have JV and boys varsity only basketball games, 5:30 and 7:15. We're going to host our little junior Tiger boys. If you haven't seen them in action, these little first, second graders, they are amazing, and they're so fun to watch. Our fourth grade boys are going to run out with our team and do some pregame, so that'll be awesome. One other thing that's happening coming down the road, February 12th, is our annual Pink Out Hoops for Hope game. We're selling T-shirts, so we got this week to get the order. You can contact me, and I will get you the order form. Just come up to the high school, and we can get that set up for you. I'll also have those at the game on Saturday. We'll take cash or check, and $10 for a shirt. All of the proceeds are going to go to the American Cancer Society local chapter. So we're very excited about our Pink Out game that's coming up February. So get those T-shirts purchased. You can never have too many pink T-shirts. Yeah. So just a word of wisdom, don't wait. The time will never be just right. Be engaged, be brave, be kind, be a tiger, belong in his eyes. Go Tigers. Have a great day.